This is KFM 94.5. Now, we are in a very interesting time of the year. We've just come off the back of quite a few long weekends. And I know pre-going into these long weekends, I know speaking to so many different people and people were just complaining about the fact that they are so, so tired. And I think that's the words we heard from everybody. You ask them, how are you? And they're going, listen, yeah, I am very, very tired. Now, there are people who can guide us with this a little bit. When to know precisely when is it burnout and when is it something that we should be paying a little bit more attention to? To help us with this, I've got the founder of a new online recovery school, and she also runs her own psychotherapy and wellness coaching practice. It is Dr. Sia. Dr. Sia, thank you so much for your time this morning. Let's speak about workplace burnout. When exactly is this something that we go, this is now becoming a very serious situation, we need to focus on this?
Burnout in the workplace is a state of emotional and mental exhaustion. Now, the difference between burnout and stress is that stress is something that you feel, but it's not that excessive, and sometimes it's manageable. And burnout usually results from workplace-related issues, such as being overworked and being undervalued. And you recognize that by feeling like every day is a bad day at work, You feel you are tired all the time. And most of the time, you find your tasks, your day-to-day tasks, overwhelming. Sometimes you have anxiety even about opening an email. You find yourself reading an email maybe 3 or 4 times before sending it. And sometimes you just don't feel like even getting out of bed to be able to go to work. And those are the signs of burnout.
Sure. And I know many people battle with that. I've heard those things. You see the posts of people online saying that that is what they're battling with, like they're even battling to just get to work. What are the first steps that you can take once you realize that you are suffering from a few of these symptoms?
One of the first things, I think, is awareness. Being aware right from the onset when you start feeling like this, that something is not right with me. Because many people, I think it's denial, or many people dismiss it and be like, oh, it's just a bad day. It can't be a bad day every day. So you need to be aware, number one. Number two, seek support. Find out at work if there's any wellness programs or if there's anybody that can support you, a colleague. Speak to a therapist if you have a therapist. If you don't, seek any counseling that you can get. It will help a lot. And also try to do some self-care. That is very important. Making sure you eat properly, improving your sleep hygiene, getting a bit of exercise, doing little things that you love and enjoy, like listening to music and maybe even listening to Tracy's show.
I like that. I would recommend that too. Definitely not a bad idea. Dr. Sia chatting to us about workplace burnout, things that we need to keep in mind. She's the founder of a new online recovery school and runs a psychotherapy and wellness coaching practice. Dr. Sia, thank you for the chat.